I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week, and hopefully you had a dirty week wherever you are. You know, we live it, we breathe it, we die it. It is who we are, it is what we are, and everything else baseball related. So another great show for us on tap. Obviously, we'll be discussing the championship series to this point in time. Unfortunately, we are recording before Max Scherzer steps back on the mound for game three for the Texas matchup tonight, but We'll touch on it, but obviously tons of other things to talk about on tonight's show. And also Nolan will be updating us on anything's going on over the last week, which there has been a few interesting activities that we'll be discussing as well on tonight's show. So sit back and enjoy it. We thank you for being with us again. And wherever you are listening, you know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So keep sharing it. Keep being a part of the nation. We love it so much and appreciate it so much. So as always, before we get going, we do want to give our shout out to the team over at Rip Grip Pro. You can check them out at ripgrippro.com. That's the hitting training aid by Tress Sullivan and his team. Great little product and definitely an enhancement to your overall hitting program. If you already got it on board with your training program, you know what we're talking about. If you haven't, make sure you give them a check and find out more about them. And as always, the rope trainer, we use it every single day. You know it. You want something added to your throwing training program, check it out on our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You'll understand a little bit more why it should be a part of your everyday process and your throwing and your training. Arm health is just one of many, many, many value-added components to this training aid. So again, check it out at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. If you have any questions, reach out to me, Kirk, at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Either there or DM us at Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Happy to talk about it all day. And of course, we talk about training. We'll talk about anything and everything with you and make sure you get yourself on the right path in your baseball journey, whether you're a player, a coach, an organization. We cover all the bases. That's what we love to do. So you know we're always here for you, and that's what it's all about. So again, like I said, hopefully you had a great week wherever you are, and thank you once again for being a part of us. And now it's time to sit back, get that favorite drink, settle in, because Nolan and I, we're ready to get up, we're ready to get after it, and we're ready to get dirty. So we'll be right back here in a second, Dirtbags. Settle in.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Your small business is always top of mind. Well, top of your mind. To get it to the top of other people's minds, you need to get your name out front, which is where Staples Print and Marketing Services can put it. A yard sign over there, brochures right here, a banner up there. In fact, your business's message could appear anywhere. And right now at Staples, get $100 off your print purchase of $250 or more. Make a splash with your small business print and marketing materials at Staples. Ends 11/4. Visit staples.com/print for details.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist. Available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Settle in. Nolan, where do you want to take us?
Yeah, let's start out with the Gold Glove finalists from this past week. Obviously, they just got announced. American League, you got pitchers Jose Berrios, Pablo Lopez, Sonny Gray. Catchers, you got Adley Rutschman, Jonah Heim, Alejandro Kirk. First baseman, you got Anthony Rizzo, Nathaniel Lowe, Ryan Mountcastle. Second base, you got Mauricio Dubon, Marcus Semien, Andres Jimenez. Third base, you got Matt Chapman, Jose Ramirez, Alex Bregman. Shortstop, you got Anthony Volpe, Corey Seager, Carlos Correa. Left field, you got Austin Hayes, Dalton Varsho, Stephen Kwan. Center field, you got Julio Rodriguez, Kevin Kiermaier, Luis Robert. Right field, you got Kyle Tucker, Adolis Garcia, and Alex Verdugo. Utility man for this year for the American League is Mauricio Dubon, Zach McKinstry, and Taylor Walls. So you will notice Mauricio Dubon has been nominated twice. Obviously, that is something that they implemented, what, I think a couple years ago with the utility? No, just last year, actually. And basically, I mean, it's just for like your Ben Zobrist types and everything like that, right? Guys that were so good that they had to be out in the field no matter what position they were playing. Jumping over to the National League now, you got Jesus Luzardo, Zach Wheeler, Taiwan Walker for the pitchers. You got Patrick Bailey, Gabriel Moreno, JT Realmuto for catchers. First base, you got Carlos Santana, Freddie Freeman, Christian Walker. Second base, you got Ha-Seong Kim, Nico Horner, Bryson Stott. Third base, you got Austin Riley, Ryan McMahon, Ke'Bryan Hayes. Shortstop, you got Frankie Lindor, Dansby Swanson, Ezekiel Tovar. Left field, you got Ian Happ, David Peralta, Eddie Rosario. Center field, you got Brenton Doyle, Michael Harris, Alec Thomas. Right field, you got Mookie Betts, Fernando Tatis, Lane Thomas. Utility, you got Ha-Seong Kim, Tommy Edman, Mookie Betts. So, obviously, Kim and Mookie Betts both nominated for two different positions for this. But there's a couple of names here that I want people to pay attention to. Nolan Arenado, first time in his big league career, not nominated for the National League for Gold Glove. And the guy that made zero errors this year, Nick Castellanos, not nominated for right field.
Yeah, you got one player that you associate with the Gold Glove and another one that you associate with poor, the perception of poor defense, right? Castellanos, obviously, I'm talking about in that regard. But man, when you go out there with zero errors at the end of the day, you at least got to have a nod. There's got to be something there. And again, as I was listening to you go down it, there's a lot of interesting people on there, both sides. Volpe gets in there in his first rookie season for the Yankees, so you got to be happy as a Yankee fan for that one, for sure. But the pitchers in the AL, What'd you have? Berrios, Sonny Gray, and Pablo Lopez. So that was kind of interesting. A couple of Minnesota Twins and a Blue Jay. You'd think with 30 teams, you'd be able to spread it out. I realize it's on an individual basis, and that's what you're relating it to. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's kind of interesting to me that it'd be two with the Minnesota Twins. And again, both stellar defensive pitchers. Pablo Lopez, Sonny Gray. But you'd think there'd be somebody else out there. So again, you touched on it before we got talking, Nolan. I mean, it's interesting where the Gold Glove has gone in the last few years. It seems to be, I don't even know what the right terminology is. What would you say? It's trending towards
horse crap.
Horse crap. Okay.
Honestly, no. Like I mean, there's certain guys that should be nominated. That like, hey, no disrespect to Anthony Volpe, young kid, obviously plays in the right market. It's based on each manager plus six coaches from each team make up 75% of the votes. The other 25% of the votes come based on sabermetrics for defensive runs saved and all that stuff. Don't get me started on that, because I don't know where the hell they come up with some of these things, right? Like you got, so I was looking at it. J.P. Crawford statistically this year was a better defensive shortstop, played more innings than Anthony Volpe at shortstop, did everything better, had less errors, and he's not a top three nominee. Gunnar Henderson not up there. Bobby Witt Jr. not up there. They were all better than Anthony Volpe. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, honestly, I'm looking at it and I'm like, sure, yeah. Like, I get certain guys being on it. Like, Fernando Tatis, yes, absolutely. He should be there. I'm pretty sure he led all National League players for defensive runs saved this year, either him or Ha-Seong Kim. One of them's going to win the Platinum Glove. They both had fantastic years. People are out here rioting about Ronald Acuna not being there. Like, Ronald Acuna, his range, I think, was in the fourth percentile. His arm strength and that stuff was up in the 98, 99th percentile. So, yeah, absolutely, he gets to save himself because he's got a cannon of an arm. But he was a subpar defensive right fielder, right? But my point being, though, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I don't know where they come up with these top three nominees on a year-by-year basis.
Yeah, it's a good quote. I mean, you look at a Mookie Betts, and he goes to the other end of the spectrum for me. And I'm sure a lot of you dirtbags out there listening as well. There's a guy that, don't forget, at the first of the season, he played all over the field for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was anywhere and everywhere on that field. So, you know what? He deserves to be there. And a phenomenal, phenomenal player. But you're right. I mean, a Bobby Witt Jr., for example. How does that guy not get there? And again, there's always going to be a debate, right? There's only three nominees, one ultimate winner. So you're going to debate it until the cows come home. But this is definitely one, Nolan, that I want our dirtbags to write into us for sure. And leave your comments. We would really like to hear your feedback on this, because it is valuable to us. And it's, that's your right. You have that right and you have that choice. So we would love to hear those comments. So DM them to us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Definitely. We'd love to hear about those comments.
Now, yeah, I want to jump in to obviously a topic that I talked about last week, and Dave Roberts, who in my opinion should have been fired in this past week. Andrew Friedman comes out with their year-end talk, says, hey, you know what? We're keeping Dave. He's done a fantastic job. He's got the highest winning percentage in National League, American League history with a .630 winning percentage in the regular season, and he's got a World Series to show for it. But that World Series was in a pandemic season, and every year in the playoffs, when it's a full season, he gets knocked out pretty much right away. I don't know why they continue to roll out subpar managers. I've said it before. Hey, in my opinion, so here's the way that I look at it, right? General manager's job is to get you to the postseason. Manager's job is to win you that World Series. That's why I'm looking at it. You got Bruce Bochy. You got Dusty Baker. Fantastic managers in their own right. They don't get to that point without Chris Young and without, I'm drawing a blank on who the GM was for the long time with the Houston Astros that basically built up that team.
Luhnow.
Yeah, Jeff Luhnow. Thank you. And yeah, so basically, like, you're looking at it, man. You're like, these guys set the team up for success. The manager's job is to come in there and actually win it in the postseason. I'm looking at it. It's the same as the Jays. The exact same dilemma. You have a super talented team. The GM put them in a great position to get there. John Schneider couldn't get them over the hump. Dave Roberts can't get them over the hump. And that's a $300 million payroll team.
John Middleton, Dave Dombrowski, Philadelphia Phillies. Middleton owner, Dombrowski brings him in as GM, makes a tough call last year with Girardi, brings in Rob Thompson, looking like he's going back-to-back World Series. Now, he didn't win. Houston got him last year or whatever. You just nailed it on the head. You can sit there and talk about the payroll, the Phillies, all you want or whatever, but how does it trickle down? Look at every game. Look at those fans. Look at the excitement of their players and how truly hard they play for that fan base, that manager, that general manager, and that owner.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're looking at it, right? Philadelphia, man, they got that home field advantage. I just saw today, since Citizens Bank Park got opened up, they're 28-11 at home in the postseason. That is some home team fans, man, making a heck of a lot of noise, setting themselves up for success. And you hear it every game that they're in Philadelphia. Merrill Kelly went on there before his game two start, and he was saying, I don't know if it's going to be louder than the World Baseball Classic was against Venezuela. Buddy, it was louder. He had never been to Philadelphia for a postseason game, and he got an experience. Now, mind you, that being said, he pitched a fantastic game. Merrill Kelly. Like, he lets up three bombs. Those were his only three hits on the night. I get that he technically got tagged with the fourth run because the bullpen came in and essentially blew up the game. But either way, man, he threw a great game. Zach Gallen, even for the most part, threw a good game. Couple bad pitches that he'd want back. But those Philadelphia Phillies pitchers, man, like I said, coming into this postseason, in my opinion, I thought it was the best 1-2 punch. They cemented themselves as the best 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I was going to comment on that. Wheeler and Nola just went out there and pitched a tick better, right? I mean, you can say a ton better, but really a tick better. Both those guys had great starts. So we'll be back and we'll keep talking about it after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And of course, we were talking about Philadelphia Phillies home cooking. You saw it firsthand. I mean, absolutely. I mean, Gallen pitched tremendous. Merrill Kelly last night, phenomenal. Three hits, three home runs. Crazy. And they've even been talking about that all day with the Phillies and that, how many solo home runs they've had this playoff. So, you know, you go to the old adage in baseball, you can afford to give up the solo home run, right? It's when you give up the crooked number, the multi-run home runs that you probably are looking at getting into trouble. More times than not, maybe not being able to win a game, but Diamondbacks just haven't been able to hit at all.
No, yeah, their bats have been quieted. And that's the weird thing. I mean, now, that's no disrespect. Like, those guys are just two fantastic pitchers on the Philadelphia Phillies, right? Like, Aaron Nola, obviously, he's out there. He's earning his contract. Whatever he's going to sign for, obviously, there was the talks this week about how much the Philadelphia Phillies were actually paying him and everything like that in their next contract extension that they offered him. Sounded like it was in the four or five years, about $100 million range. And Aaron Nola has won about 8 years, $200 million range. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does next year. But either way, you know that guy's pitching for his next contract. Zach Wheeler still, I think, has another year on his contract. But they're trying to bring home that ring, man. Like, you saw it right at the very start. Nick Castellanos holding up that ring finger right in game one of the postseason. And right now, it looks like they're rolling their way to the World Series, man. Like, obviously, stacked lineup. Their top two pitchers have shown up. Their bullpen's done the job of closing the door.
And Schwarber set the table for the series, right? First pitch. See you later. Welcome to Philadelphia. Welcome to Philadelphia. And it's funny, we were talking about it last night, Nolan, as we were watching that game, and his postseason stats are basically right in line with his regular season stats. When we were looking, it was 219 average during the postseason, three bombs, and whatever he had for RBIs, five, I think, at that point in time. That's crazy, but there you go. That's consistency from regular season to postseason. And like him, hate him, love him, wherever you sit on the fence with a Schwarber, for example. That's why, as a pitcher, you got to be, it's not a matter of just going ahead and throwing strike one. You got to have a quality pitch because he's going to, they always talk about the Astros ambushing you. Well, there's another guy that's figured it out as well. And let's be honest, the Phillies, it looks like they've been doing that in the two games that we've watched so far against the Diamondbacks. They have a plan. They're staying locked in with it. They're staying true to it. And they realize that Gallen and Kelly both throw strikes. They throw multiple types of pitches for strikes. So they're identifying and they're locking in on it, and they just happen to be getting at it. And you're seeing it. I mean, I don't even know, man. If you're a Philadelphia Phillies fan out there, you are absolutely loving life. As a Diamondback fan, yeah, you're maybe a bit disappointed or whatever, but you can't be distraught yet or whatever. There's still games left. They got Fat going game three. Brandon Fatt, I think it is. Yep. They said late in the game that we had the game three start. You know, they got work to do, but it's going to be nice to be back at home, see what they can do. Those guys can still play a bit of ball. They got a little bit of a lesson. They got their eyes opened. That's a veteran team for the most part over on the Philadelphia side. I think Philadelphia's going to win it. I have no problem saying that or whatever and that, but I don't know if they can sweep it. I don't know if it's going to be that easy. They're definitely in the driver's seat. There's no question about it.
Yeah, the Arizona fan base has to show up when they go home. That's the biggest thing to me. If they don't have any sort of home field advantage, Philadelphia will come in there and they'll roll through that lineup. Like, Phillies fans make that a hostile environment. No two ways about it. So that's what I'm saying. Arizona needs to, obviously, I don't think it's possible to match the energy, but they need to come out there and they need to show their support to the best of their ability in order to make it a series. Because, yeah, like you said, man, Arizona can't just win one game if they want to make this a series. They got to win both at home.
Well, those fans have been watching those first two games, right? It's as simple as that. They saw what was there. It's a matter of, do you want to be the perception of that laid-back Arizona atmosphere? Or do you want to be proud of your team getting into the championship series for the first time since what, 2007 or
2007.
Yeah.
Since they faced Colorado.
I mean, that's what being part of a professional sports city is, isn't it?
Yep.
You know, it doesn't come around very often. For the most part, for the majority of teams in professional sports, it does not come around that often. So when it does, you can't be sitting on your hands.
No, and they haven't had a winning series or a winning season in, what, 4 years, 5 years, something like that. So it's like, man, this alone, dude, you got to ride that hot streak. And Torrey Lovello, I got to give him a heck of a lot of credit. He's done a fantastic job. Obviously, Corbin Carroll comes up. He makes a huge impact on that. They signed the right free agents in the offseason. They made the right trades before the season started. Obviously, picking up Tommy Pham, coming in there batting three hole at the midseason trade deadline. Like, that was an excellent move, too. But yeah, no, you're looking at it. Heck of a run. It's not over yet, though. Arizona, you need to win. Like I said, you got to win both those games at home.
If I'm management, if I'm marketing for the Diamondbacks, I'm going back to when they beat the Dodgers at home. Corbin Carroll and the team flood out to the pool. I'm putting that on. I'm having that during BP. I'm letting every player remember what that felt like, letting every fan remember what that felt like. I might even be going out and taking commercials on the TV stations just to do that, just for that advertisement alone, just to remind them, hey, we did it against the Dodgers. Let's get together. Let's get united. Let's get this figured out, because like you said, from Mike Hazen, general manager of the Diamondbacks down, and ownership as well, they've gone through the turmoil. But right now, presently, right now, they're on the other side of it. So if you're a Diamondbacks fan, you need to be excited, but you need to be engaged in the next game. Not the next two, three, one game at a time, as they say.
Jumping over to the ALCS now, obviously, you got Texas up 2-0, going back home.
I love it.
Texas is just... obviously dominated so far. Like, Jordan Montgomery, man, that guy's gonna cash in. He's getting a nice payday. Not bad for a guy that the New York Yankees said, hey, he's not good enough to start for us in the postseason just last year. Hence why they traded him to the Cardinals. Then follows that up with what he's doing right now in Texas. That dude's cashing in at $100+ million, and you can bet the Yankees are sitting there saying, hey, you know what? I wish we had that Jordan Montgomery guy back.
Yeah, no question. I mean, look who he locked up with in game one. You know, you talk about Zach Wheeler probably being one of the best right now over the last few years of postseason pitchers. Verlander's probably got to be the leader overall. And he locked horns with him. Texas had him 1-0 when he departed the game. And again, for a 41-year-old man, Verlander, hats off to you, brother. Hats off to you. You continue to amaze me personally what you do still. But Jordan Montgomery, that's who we're talking about, head-to-head with the best. And he's outperforming them. He's outperforming them.
Yeah, and that goes to show you the confidence that they all have in him. Like, Bochy's not wasting any time. Goes right out there, okay, here you go. Then follows it up with Nathan Eovaldi. Obviously, the often-injured Nathan Eovaldi, who's had postseason success throughout the majority of his career, too. Whether it be with Boston or a couple different spots, right? But, I mean... you're looking at it, that guy, even game two, bases loaded, nobody out, 5-2 game at that point in time. Punch out, and then a weak ground ball. And that's through the nine, Diaz, the catcher for Houston, then goes up against Jose Altuve and then Alex Bregman. That's not an easy task. When you think about it, man, you got the home run leader in postseason history in Jose Altuve. And you got the best offensive third baseman in postseason history in Alex Bregman. And you get both of those guys out with the bases loaded.
At a crucial time of the game. Fifth inning?
Fifth inning, 5-2 game, yep. Bases like loaded, nobody
crucial,
out, man.
Crucial. Absolutely. I mean, your offense set the table. They got you the runs. That's what a pitcher's job is to do, right? I just want to piggyback on that. So you got Scherzer going tonight. Scherzer's had some great staffs with him. I mean... Strasburg, that was the last great year he had when the Nationals won in, what, 2019?
Yep.
And he was. He was lights out that year. MVP, I think, of the World Series. Yep. So,
and NLCS, if I'm not mistaken, too.
You're right. And so Scherzer's had one guy around him and some pretty solid peripherals.
Well, Anibal Sanchez, too.
For sure, but that's what I'm saying. Pretty solid peripherals. But boy, I'll tell you what, when you're looking in the dugout for the last month like Scherzer has, and he's seen Montgomery do what he's done, Eovaldi come back off the IL, do what he's doing, he's got some pressure on him to go out there and perform tonight.
By all accounts, from what I've read, it sounds like he's on a 68-pitch limit tonight type of deal. That's kind of what their good number would be. So, I mean, don't expect him to go 5-plus innings or anything like that. But if he can give him 4 solid innings, let the bullpen cook, that's going to be a good team, man.
Well, he's got to use every bit of his experience to be able to calm down the situation. You're going back into Texas, obviously. So he's just got to use his lifetime of experience. And he said it. He said it point blank after the game last night or 2 nights ago. That's what we all play for. That is why we are all here, to be in the postseason fighting for a World Series. Well, he's up 2-0. He's back on the mound. They traded for him, gave up a really, really good player for him to the Mets. Time to earn the pay bucks.
Well, the Mets are eating half that salary. But yes, you are right, though. They did give up a good prospect in Luis Angel Acuna. And, I mean, yeah, like you said, he's that postseason experience. That's the best thing that he's got going for him. He knows what he's doing in the biggest situations. He's a big boy pitcher. He'll get his job done for 4-plus innings, 5 innings, however long he goes, and he'll let the offense get them enough runs.
Hey, fingers crossed for him. I mean, if you're those fans tonight, either side of the table, you're sitting back, you're liking this game. If you're Astros, I think they're going Christian Javier. Yep. Had a great division series outing. You know what? He's got to settle in again. But when we come back after the break, I want to talk about guys like Jonah Heim and those peripherals on the Texas Rangers.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at the Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device, payment, purchase, or full retail. Purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends. Eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes, you heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 scents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized.
To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
Welcome back, Dirtbags. We're talking about the Texas-Houston and more on the Rangers right now, obviously, or whatever. And I talked about their pitchers. Let's talk about the offense. But let's talk about Jonah Heim behind the dish. There's a guy that just continues to evolve. And you know we always talk about that's what every day should be about, you involving or you evolving as a pitcher or a player or a coach, a parent, an association. There's a guy that has really jumped off the screen to me, Nolan, in what he has done with those pitchers, and then he's adding in offense as well. Man, we'll talk about a few other players. I realize that, but there's a guy that I think we have to start with.
Yeah, you want to talk about just breakout players of the year? He's got to be, if not the top breakout player, one of the top three. That guy, he was... I'm going to say at best basically a fringe catcher in the major leagues. His defense was fine, good enough to keep him up here. I don't think anybody saw him hitting 20-plus home runs up at the big leagues and having as much offensive impact as he has had this year to the point where they can put him in the middle of the order, no problem. And, I mean, Mitch Garver in his own right, he's a fantastic catcher too. Like, he's not necessarily fantastic defensively, but, I mean, he's batting three-hole for him pretty much the entire postseason. And, like, you're looking at it, and Jonah Heim has just been the guy behind the plate every single game, and it hasn't been a thought.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, right? Like, he was probably a Texas household name prior to the season, a little bit outside of Texas, but now he's on your list. He's got you paying attention to it. Let's jump up to the middle of the infield. Game one, Mr. Carter in left field goes out there and makes that tremendous play late in the game up against the fence. But Marcus Semien, if you were watching closely in that game, he looked down immediately at second base to see if Jose Altuve had touched that base or not. And I don't know if you got to see it or not, or you did notice it, Dirtbags, but it jumped right out at me because we're always talking about being a dirtbag player. That was a dirtbag play right there. He was yelling immediately, Second. He had that play immediately that Altuve missed the base. How many players out there do that?
Yeah, only a handful, man. That's why that guy's a 10-year veteran now up in the major leagues. Like, he's seen it all. He's been through it all. Fantastic awareness on his part. And it was a terrible base running mistake by Jose Altuve. I mean, obviously, he's a veteran guy. He should have known better. He touches second base, runs past it, and then comes back and doesn't touch it. And that's even with the bases being 18 inches now. So for the fact for him to miss it like that and then sit there and just kind of shake his head like, dude, you've been to the CS 7 straight years. You played a lot of baseball. You were a guy that was a dirtbag and fought your way up to the major leagues by doing the grinding stuff, man. You can't be making mental mistakes like that in the ALCS.
No question. I mean, even Dusty Baker in the background, right? He was slapping the top of the dugout fence and you know, but I love it because, again, he knows it's a veteran player that made a mistake. And he's just showing his honest passion for it, right? His reaction. I mean, he knows how much that situation right there hurts them. Because what were they? They were down by one at that time? Or they were down by two? Still the time run, I think it was, at the plate, if he's able to return.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it was 2-0 or something like that at that point in time.
And who do you have coming up?
And then, yeah, you got Yordan Alvarez, obviously.
That's hitting like everything Bregman, in the world right now.
And Bregman tattooed that ball, too. Like, he hit it perfectly. Evan Carter, it's funny. I don't know if Evan Carter just lost where he was in relation to the fence on that one. Now, I get, obviously, it's easy for us to sit here and be armchair coaches, but like that's why they always say, though, before the game starts, especially when you're looking at Minute Maid Park, that's why those elite outfielders, they always go back there and they figure out, okay, I'm this far away from the wall. They figure it all out before the game even starts, so then that way when a situation like that happens, then they go out there and they make those plays. Now, I'm not disrespecting Evan Carter because he still made the play and made a fantastic catch. But I'm still just looking at it, and it looked like he was camped underneath where he thought it was, and then had to jump up, and reached back behind him when he still had almost 5 feet to go.
Again, I will give him a shout-out, though. You're talking about a rookie. A lot of fields are still brand new to him. He made a post-game speech because that was brought up, and he gave a huge shout-out to Robbie Grossman, how much that guy has helped him out. And they did go out before the game or whatever. And obviously, you're not simulating a play like that when it wraps around that corner like that. But that was great for that young kid to be able to go ahead and make sure that he acknowledged Robbie Grossman and what he has done in helping him in the short time that he's been up with the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that's obviously a kid that the Texas Rangers are incredibly high on. Like Evan Carter, I'm saying, like he's... 23 games in the regular season, something like that. Now for him to be your starting left fielder throughout the entirety of the playoffs, they haven't even wavered on him being in that lineup. And he's obviously earned the whole team's respect because, like, you look at the numbers that he's put up, and it's fantastic numbers. He's not letting the moment, obviously, way too heavy on his shoulders.
You see it when he's in there. He's just laughing. He's smiling. He's joking. He's having fun. And just enjoying the moment, like you said. And that's stuff that we forget about all the time as the everyday fan or baseball enthusiast. It all falls in line. But there's a guy that's right. I mean, he's probably had the best overall at-bats for the Texas Rangers. And you look at that lineup, Adolis Garcia, Seager. He's right there with him.
Yeah,
he's
but I'm right still there saying with him, Corey, that kid. Corey Seager has had... fantastic at bats all through.
He has.
And that being said, honestly, you look at that whole Texas Rangers lineup. There have not been a heck of a lot of bad at bats.
They're like sharing.
They're all just rolling at the right time, man.
Well, a lot like the Phillies, aren't they? Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, at the end of the day, that's who you're looking at. I would think so. I know you and I probably sitting in this studio right now are hoping for Texas and Philly just because they're playing good baseball. Great baseball. Hell, they're not playing good baseball. They're playing great baseball.
Yeah, and realistically, that's what the fans want to see is those bigger market teams getting into that. Like, you want to see Philadelphia, especially after last year and especially with the fan base the way that it is, you want to see Philadelphia get back to the World Series. And that's no knock on Arizona.
No.
But it's like, okay, so put it this way, right? Tampa Bay, obviously one of the better regular season teams. When Tampa Bay gets to the World Series in the playoffs, they have 17,000 or whatever the first game numbers were. Sub 20,000, I know that. Fans show up to watch their team. Like, that's embarrassing. Arizona's fan base throughout majority of the regular season was not a particularly hostile, air quotations, hostile environment in the fact where they were selling out on a regular basis. The fans were getting rowdy. The fans were making all sorts of noise, right? Like, Arizona, they're basically, what, I'd say 25,000 fan attendance per game? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Philadelphia, those guys are showing up. They're rocking out. Texas, for the majority of the season, they were basically the same thing, showing up, rocking out. And it's a heck of a nice stadium, too. But, like, that's what people want to see. They don't want to see those teams in the higher-up postseason games with no fan base, because then all of a sudden there's no excitement for you as a fan. Like, you like watching the energy of the fan base, and you're like, yeah, I want to match that guy being a spectator on TV.
Well, and you just see how the players play different. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. They're loving it. They're working their tails off to do everything that they can in that moment to help their team win for their fan base. And that's what it's all about. So let's jump over from that, Nolan. We've got about 5.5 minutes left in this show. We're talking about great organizations right now. Let's talk about a question mark organization. And that seemed to be the flood of the messages coming in today for the curtain call questions. What is going on down in Miami? What is happening?
Yeah, so, I mean, Jeff Passan obviously writes out there the other day, and this came as a surprise to, I think, every single MLB higher-up organizational groups, like not just the Miami Marlins. But so basically, Jeff Passan says, yeah, like the Miami Marlins, they were going to hire somebody above Kim to act as vice president of baseball operations. And basically oversee all the work that she's done since, what, 2017, 2018, whenever she became GM of that team. And, like, I just don't get it. Because she built that team up from being so poorly run and so bad, right? Obviously, she comes in there after they've traded Christian Yelich, after they've traded Marcelo Ozuna, Giancarlo Stanton, a few other guys, obviously, but those are like the main big three that everybody kind of said. And she's built that team up perfectly. Obviously, she trades for Jazz Chisholm. he's worked out very well for them. Sandy Alcantara worked out very well for them. Obviously goes out there, Pablo Lopez for Luis Arraez. That's a win-win both ways. She made fantastic moves, obviously takes that team back to the playoffs for the first time since, what, 2003 in a full season?
In a full season, yeah, because they got the short season.
The pandemic, obviously, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, like she takes that team back, and nobody, absolutely nobody, thought that that team was going to be in the playoffs. So, I mean, hey, here's the biggest thing, too. She hired Skip Schumacher. Obviously turned out to be a fantastic hire in that regard because same thing. He's the manager that got him to the playoffs.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you see Jeter stepped down a year ago, basically out of that position that you said they were looking to hire. So there was obviously friction there, and it was talked about at the time or whatever. But it's a continuation on down to Kim now. And there, that just can't happen. Like, I mean, the only deficit I could sit there and say that stands out in my mind right now that hasn't worked out was the four-year deal for Avisail Garcia. That one hasn't worked out yet. But Solar, getting him, struggled last year, tremendous this year.
Yeah.
Overall, her body of work, as they say.
Well, Josh Bell and Jake Berger, you look at the pair of their acquisitions absolutely. At the midseason trade deadline, like, fantastic.
Didn't let them down.
Nope.
And they're in a great position now to move forward and still compete in that NL East.
Yeah.
So the bottom line, dirtbags, go over to our Instagram or our Facebook. You can look at our stories or whatever. I just did a story on there. And there's a question there. Where is the position? And you'll see there's a graph that I included on it that has basically for success. And take a look at it and send in your answer to us, because we'd love to see your perception, see your thoughts on it, but also even for your own organization that you cheer with, or maybe even you use it for your own organization where you're playing. It doesn't matter, but go on over there, check it out, and send in your answer to that, because I'd be curious to see different thoughts out there, not just our own. But that place right now, you just got to be shaking your head, because there was just no need for that. And it's disappointing that that happened during the postseasons. Especially this postseason. I mean, every postseason, it seems to be phenomenal. But this one right now is electrified. So to see that come out, what, last night? That was disappointing. That's just really, really disappointing. And you shouldn't be doing that type of stuff during the postseason either. Keep it for three more weeks. Season's over. Then make it come out.
Well, that's just it. Like, I get the firing of managers and stuff like that during the postseason. That's to be expected. But the GM not even being fired, just stepping down while she's still under contract for another, what, I think, year or so before she was going to be a free agent?
Well, that was it. I think they were going to give her a one-year extension.
But I think she was still under contract for another year. That's my point. So it's just came as a complete surprise. So now, obviously, Miami needs to pivot. They need to go out there, get a new GM, and they need to figure out with that GM, okay, hey, listen, this is kind of the plan that we have set in stone. And I think that's going to involve Skip Schumacher in a very heavy basis. Now, I don't know if he goes back to St. Louis routes, same as what he's done with a few of his positional coach hirings and everything like that, or if they go completely off the board and promote from within. I don't know, but either way, they need to get on the same page with Skip Schumacher as to what the team's direction and plan is going forward.
And that's a good place to start. That's a good comment that you made there and stuff. Why wouldn't you go to him? I mean, I think he's earned that right. Again, we're talking about an organization that couldn't work out with Derek Jeter, which is a strong ego, as we know, and Kim Nagy. And that's, you got to start with him. So we will be right back here, Dirtbags, with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much going to talk for the majority of this one. Normally, my final thoughts are relatively short. This one, I absolutely loved it, and it speaks very high to the fan base out there in Oakland, which is a thing that I never thought that I'd say. But Trevor May, I don't know what he does, like streaming Twitch, whatever it was that he was doing his little rant on. But either way, so gets behind the camera, obviously announces his retirement from baseball yesterday. Gets behind the camera, says, you know what, I have nothing but respect for the city of Oakland. Nothing but respect for the Oakland Athletics organization, all the coaches, all the teammates that I had, the whole nine yards, right? Obviously, he was a guy that only played 1 year, played a one-year $7 million contract there this past offseason. Then, yeah, goes on to have just basically a good season. Nothing fantastic or anything like that, but a good final year. And then just goes on a rant about John Fisher. And I'm telling you, if you're a child out there or a parent of a child, don't let your child watch it because it was not so friendly language used. But it was a very good rant, though, if you're a person that is able to deal with some swearing and everything like that, because he just goes off on John Fisher, the owner of the Oakland Athletics, saying, sell the team, dude. Like, these people, they don't want the team to move. You're just in it purely for the money. You got mommy and daddy's paycheck sitting in your bank account. You have not done a dang thing to earn any sort of this money for a day in your life. Sell the effing team. And he just goes on this absolute rant, man. And I'm sitting there. I was so happy to hear someone finally say something. And I get that some of the older players had said it, like obviously your Reggie Jacksons and stuff like that. But for a current, well, I guess no longer current, but a guy that just played on the team this past season, for him to come forward and say stuff like that, man, I wish the more players would do stuff like that. I obviously get that you can't because you're under contract, but like, it's going to be too tough to see that team leave Oakland.
Like we say, sometimes you got to tell it like it is, right? Got to say what you need to say and not what necessarily people want you to say. That's the reality, and that's what he did. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. Continue to enjoy those playoffs. They are great. Unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.